We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
John Murphy Show presented by Noco from Pittsburgh, where the Bills are getting ready for more practices. And then, of course, the game on Saturday against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Joining us in our Pittsburgh studio is Bills quarterback Thad Lewis. Thanks for coming by, Thad. We appreciate it. How's this week gone for you?
It's going pretty good, man. It's different, different scenery, and a great opportunity, you know, to go compete against, you know, some guys that you're going to play with on Saturday. I've never done this before, but it's been a great experience so far.
We were thinking about it, how from a coaching standpoint, it must be great to be able to create situations like for your offense. You don't have to hope that it happens in a preseason game. You can make it happen.
Yeah, and you know, we did some third downs yesterday and things like that, and pressure drills, and you know, that's half the battle with a quarterback, you know, with third downs and pressure. If you're good on third down, you know, you're pretty good as quarterback, and if you can complete the ball versus pressure and make the defense pay, that's what you want to do. And so they create those situations, and that's been a great learning tool for us.
You've been in camp for 3 weeks practicing against your Buffalo Bills teammates for 3 weeks. Do you get to a point when you're practicing against your defense where you see a look and you know what's going to happen? Right? I mean, it has
to. Sure, yeah. You know, certain tendencies and things like that. You know what's coming. And, you know, just to see something different and trying to put yourself in the game situation and learning on the fly and adjusting and things like that, just like a game, it's been awesome.
And you don't have that edge, that advantage in these practices or in preseason?
No. Like, you know, for example, it was a little different, you know, with 7-on-7 because they had a 3-down team. So it's more than 7 guys out there, you know, when you're doing a 7-on-7. So, you know, just some things like that, that's a little different, not too much, though.
Is it a benefit to practice against a 3-4 team like this in terms of you won't see a lot of it during the season, but some teams play variations?
I think it's good. You know, that way you know what calls and what's good with your offense versus the 3-4 defense, and it gives you that edge and it gives you that opportunity, you know, to get out of your comfort zone going against a 4-3 defense every day. So it's great.
Thad Lewis, our guest, Bills quarterback. Tell me about your camp so far. And I think I read a quote where you said early in camp you didn't feel like you were 100% locked in, and maybe things have changed in the last week.
Yeah, you know, with the beginning of the camp, you know, I just felt like, you know, I wasn't myself, and I had to get back to my old ways and things like that. And, you know, that's just a little minor adjustment here and there. But right now I feel like I'm locked in. I feel like everything's going good. You know, especially had a good week going into the Panthers game and now having a good week this week. So, you know, just thankful and grateful for the opportunity.
Did something, like, happen mentally that got you to change your approach during this camp?
Yeah, you know, obviously you got to be a pro and watch the film and say, you know, some of the things I'm not doing good I need to correct, you know. And it starts with yourself first, you know, without the coaches saying anything. See, if you were able to correct your mistakes yourself, then you can go ahead and succeed and do better.
And are we talking, like, throwing the ball mechanical things or reading defense?
No, I would just say you're just being focused, you know, being focused out there. So, you know, it's different sometimes when you're in the regular season and you got practice, you know, you got reps here and this and that, but you got, you know, 4 quarterbacks, you know, you got like 3 guys may go in front of you, you might, you know, so it's easy to veer off and lose focus. But at the same time, you got to remain focused and stay dialed in, you know, to everything that's going on.
And in the Panthers game, you got a chance to be the second quarterback through the rotation. Does that make a difference to you when you play in these preseason?
No, not at all. It's just an opportunity to play, man. And that's what you want. You just want to go out and play and put your team in the best position, put good stuff on film, and try to help your team come out with a victory.
You've been through this before with the Browns, with the Lions. You know what preseason is like, and you know that chances are you're going to be out there with twos and threes.
Right. You know, and that's what it's all about. In the quarterback position, you know, they just want to see if you can facilitate the ball and help the guys that you're out there with move the ball down the field and get points, and that's what it's all about. So whenever you go in the game, you know, just take advantage of that opportunity and make the best of the opportunity you do.
The coaching staff has mentioned how they view it as a battle for the backup, the number 2 quarterback spot. Tell me your position on that and how you think that's gone.
I mean, I think it's fair, you know, and your team is as good as your backup, so why not have a quarterback competition, you know, between the backups, you know, with EJ being locked in as number 1. So, I mean, I think it's been good. I think it's been real competitive. I think it's been healthy for the team, but ultimately the coach is going to make the decision of who they feel will win the job, you know, as the backup.
And what do you think you proved to yourself or to anybody with your 5 starts for this team last year?
You know, proving myself that I can play in this league, that I can go out and play at a high level, you know, as some of these quarterbacks, and getting the opportunity to play is experience, game experience. And, you know, getting those 2 wins was very positive, and we were close in other games. But, you know, with some of the mistakes and things you did like last year playing in the games, you know, you just see it differently, you know, going forward in your career. So it was good and game experience, and I just hopefully I show people that I can play the quarterback position, you know, in the game. People might say the preseason is different, so I got some game experience in the regular season, so that's a lot different.
Did you look, and I know you don't reflect on this a whole lot, but during this offseason, did you look back at what happened last year and think, I made a big step forward last year?
Yeah, man, and just thought about, you know, some of the, if I can get this throwback or this playback, if I just knew the system as much as I know it now, you know, how different it would have been going to that. Because, you know, I was playing at week six, and, you know, I was only there for like 5 or 6 weeks going out there playing and, you know, scrambling, but, you know, doing well enough to help the team get in a position to win some ball games. So that was key, and that was pivotal, you know, a pivotal point in my career.
You know, I'll let you mention that the first day of this year's training camp, the Friday that you guys reported, you walked out onto the field with a couple of teammates, and just there was no practice, and you just looked around at the Grounding Stadium field, and I thought, that's right, Thad has never seen this place before. He wasn't with us.
Yeah, I wasn't with us, and you know, I was traded here the last piece in the game, so I didn't, you know, get to see St. John's Fisher. Obviously now, you know, practicing with the Steelers and things like that. So, you know, for me, it was just basically getting adjusted, you know, to how things get ran around here during camp, because I wasn't here last year. So,
what strong points of this offense you think have stayed the same in the second year in the system with Coach Hackett, with you, with EJ, with that whole quarterback group?
I mean, now you can do more things. You can just call a play, and I wouldn't say you can put the shackles on the quarterback position. You feel like he can do more than he did last year, and so we shouldn't handcuff, you know, any of the guys that go in the game, because you've been in the system 2 years in a row. So some things that you didn't know last year that you should know now, and moving forward, and coach should feel comfortable just calling plays and going with it, because you have the mechanics and you have the reads and you have everything down pat that you should know to be successful when the play is called.
A guy like Nathaniel Hackett, I'm thinking, may spend the offseason coming up with new wrinkles, new stuff. I mean, he's kind of like a mad scientist.
Yeah, you know, we have some good stuff in and some new things in, and we changed some things that, you know, that we seen last year. And obviously, you know, that's what it's all about, you know, making the changes, going back, seeing some of the things that you did wrong last year and making corrections. And I think it's moving smoothly now. We're able to huddle and do no huddle now. So that's the great part of it.
And Nate has made it pretty clear that pace is going to be important. It seems like that's a league-wide trend. But for this team, the pace and having the ability to go fast pace is pretty important.
You know, obviously, it's very important. As you see, the second time we played the Dolphins, and it was evident on film. You know, we had them gassing for air a little bit because the pace that we had was flowing. And it obviously gives you a winning edge, an advantage, you know, when the defense is tired and they can't sub in and out like that. So I think it's very important with the pace.
You've been around the league long enough to maybe think about this. What's the counter move by a defense to going against an offense that likes to dictate pace?
Make them go three and out. Stop them. Yeah. But if you can't, man, I mean, obviously you just got to have the guys that's going to bow up and bend but don't break. You know, sometimes it's going to be a break. You know, you make a team like that make the right plays all the way down the field, and that's tough in this league for people to really go all the way down and make the right decisions.
Thad, what has Coach Todd Downing brought to your room and into that position?
You know, just having that extra key guy around that you can talk to, and when Coach Hackett is busy game planning and you need to know something, you don't have to interrupt Coach Hackett now, and Coach Downing is, you know, he knows the game better than anybody. He's been around one of the great quarterbacks in this league for 5 years, and so you can come to him and get his point of view, and that helps out the room a lot.
And you were with him in Detroit, right?
Yes, I was with him in Detroit, and, you know, I spent a lot of time with him in Detroit because I had to catch up with the system there, too. Yeah. Leaving Cleveland and going to Detroit. So, you know, it was kind of a catch-up year for me last year all over the place.
Does Coach Downing, does he focus on fundamentals, footwork, mechanics?
Very, 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 very big on fundamentals, because he believes if you have the right fundamentals, then you can go to the right places with the ball. You got to trust your eyes, trust your feet, and it obviously will tell you where to go with the ball, and he's been big on that.
We're with Thad Lewis, Bills quarterback, the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. We're talking about the practices with the Steelers. There's a game against the Steelers on Saturday night, and this is where I believe you had your big game for Cleveland, right?
Yeah. My first opportunity to start in this league, and just going back to Heinz Field, you know, it'll bring back some memories. But
you own this place.
I wouldn't say I own it, but, you know, this is where I got my first start. But, the weather would be better, and it was 16 degrees and snowing a little bit, but now it'd probably be about 70 degrees at night. But, you know, it's just a great opportunity to go out and put some great stuff on film again with your teammates and try to, you know, if they keep in score, you want to come out with a victory.
Hey, Thad, you, more than anybody, have a bird's eye view of how EJ's doing. What's your thoughts on how he's done so far this summer and moving forward?
He's done great. He's obviously grown in the system. He's grown as a player. You know, it's year two, and you basically can see the change. He's commanding the offense. He's very confident in what he's doing, and the guys are respecting him. And, you know, he has a voice now. You know, as that rookie, you might be like, oh, rookie quarterback, don't have, but he has a voice now, and he's the leader and the captain, you know, of the ship. And so he's basically showing that, and that's great.
Last question. When we were in Carolina last week, I ran into a couple of guys in the press box, and then I saw them in the locker room. Duke guys. I mean, you have a big following there in media. Even I think the SID was there. Yeah, you have a lot of fans and friends down there.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Duke has been a great support system. So from the day you step on campus to the day you leave, you know, I can go back, you know, to campus anytime. And, you know, they do a great job following the guys. It's not many of us in the league, but whenever they can, you know, follow us and pub us, you know, and give us a little love, they show that. So you respect that and you love that about those guys.
What do you think of the Duke cornerback that's on your team now?
I love him, man. He was a young pup when I got there. He redshirted, and I knew something was special about him when he first stepped on campus. And 5 years later, look at him now. He's one of the first guys to get drafted in Duke in how long. And he is very well deserved. And I think he's doing a great job out there.
Ed, thanks very much. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks for having me.
Ed Lewis, Bills quarterback. It is the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from the Wyndham Grand Hotel in Pittsburgh on Buffalo Bills Radio.